talking to yourself does not mean that you are crazy at all. Good day and welcome to another episode of State of Mind with JB. Today's episode is titled Self-Talk. As I said in the opening line, talking to yourself does not mean that you are crazy, but it's something which we have been practicing throughout our life. Think of self-talk as your inner voice. While you may not have focused on it before, you have practiced self-talk through your entire life. It is the running commentary always going on in the background, and it influences how you see yourself and the world around you. Self-talk is an inner monologue that makes you feel good about yourself and everything going on in your life. It's an optimistic voice in your head that always encourages you to look at the bright side, picking up yourself when you are falling and recognizing when you are failing. Self-talk is always there in each and every individual, whether you have done it before or you think you have not done it. It's there. It plays a key role in how you think of yourself and how you view yourself. It's the voice which tells you that even if you have to keep on trying, even if the going gets tough, that voice in you will tell you, just try a little bit more, you will get where you want to be. Self-talk helps you to build an empire as a person in silence with no noise, because silence is a key factor which plays through your self-talk within yourself, as you're not saying the words out loud, but self-talk builds you in silence. Because when you want to grow in as a person, it's better to build your life and grow in silence, because it is always better to be a silent lion than to be a barking dog which always fails to deliver on what it promised itself it will do for itself, for what it wanted to do to be successful in life. So always remember that an empire is better built on being silent, because talking to yourself will help you to reduce the pressure upon yourself, as no one will be paying attention to you when you are doing your things, when you are busy building your own empire with no noise, but with your monologue inside you, talking to yourself, guiding yourself, giving yourself instructions, instead of barking and making a lot of noise and creating unnecessary pressure for yourself. Because the minute that you start making a noise, it's the minute the world will look at you and pay attention to what you are doing. So when the world looks at you, since you just started to make a lot of noise for no reason, the whole world will look at you, waiting for you to achieve whatever you were saying that you're going to achieve. And then they look at you carefully. But if you fail to achieve what you were busy making noise upon, who will be disappointed at the end of the day? Definitely it's not going to be the one, but the person who's gonna look and feel embarrassed is you if you go out making a lot of noise. Self-talk plays a key role in your self-confidence levels, because when your inner voice backs you up to be brave, no one can stop you from shining, as nobody can make you happy if you are not happy from the inside. So remain silent, do your things alone. The world will come along after when you have become successful. They will give you tons of credit, and because self-discipline goes with self-talk, because that's how you tell yourself, I'll conduct myself. People who have discipline, they don't go out bragging to anyone while they're building their empire. They don't go out telling people, look at what I am doing. But what they're doing is, as they keep on working hard, moving through the gears, trying to be successful, what they do is that they coordinate everything through themselves. They keep on having a conversation with themselves, because that's where they draw up their plans and their next move for moving forward. Self-talk is not being crazy at all. Self-talk is the monologue which each and every person has when they're alone. Talking to yourself doesn't mean that you are crazy at all, but it will help you to guide yourself to glory, because what you tell yourself is very important. As I said before, it will play a crucial part in building your confidence levels, because if you back yourself up, I'm telling you, no one will stop you from shining in this world. You will keep on excelling because you told yourself, I will be successful in life with no one looking at you, whether they're looking at you or not. Since you had a conversation with yourself, no one is going to stop you. So when you do your self-talk, be careful. Sometimes we go through some rough times as people. Although self-talk helps us to rise through the occasion, when you are going through a rough time, there's going to be some times where we have different elements of thoughts. Some thoughts are not good thoughts for us, as we should always remember that self-talk helps to encourage and make us to see our image, which we want to be a good person. Because sometimes if you're going through a rough time, thoughts which can be installed in your head can be those thoughts which can make you look like a bad guy. Because in life, it is either you are a good guy or a bad guy. It can't be both. So it, as you should always remember, it is not what we say out loud that really determines our lives, but it is what we whisper to ourselves that has the most power in life. So always encourage yourself to whisper positive thoughts in your life, because what you tell yourself will play a crucial role in how the world sees you, also in how you do your things, in what you believe in. That comes from what you tell yourself that you want to be. The way you talk to yourself creates your reality. So if you want to have a lovely reality, talk to yourself like you would to someone who you love. Talk to yourself as if you are dating yourself. Take yourself as if you are married. Like, if for example, I would tell myself that I am married to myself. Literally, I'm not married. I'm still me alone and single, doing what I have to do, doing me. But because I love myself, I will tell myself that I am married to myself because I love myself. Telling yourself who you are, that you are beautiful or handsome and full of light and love. This is the type of self-talk you must enjoy and admire to listen to on a daily basis. Self-talk gives you control. Gives you self-control in your life. As you alone are enough. You don't need to prove anything to anyone, because you are a full person. You are a complete person who's driving your life, because you are the own person. You are the driver of your own life. It's up to you to get yourself to the right destination. The navigations are inside you. Because self-talk will either empower you or it will lead you to your defeat. Because everything will be down to you. Because everything starts
with when you stop worrying and start listening to your soul, when it talks to you each time, as it will lead to your success in life. So open up. You're not being insane when you listen to yourself. Here I am. I go through difficult situations at different times. Sometimes I don't do well with my performance. There's one thing which I'll ask myself. See, I come back and ask myself, what really went wrong? What should I do to prevent such a below par performance from happening? What you tell yourself is your reality. It's just a matter of time you produce what you tell yourself into the world. And if you keep on working hard to be able to achieve what you want to achieve, believe you me, you will be successful. Self-talk is a very important element for growing in life. I'm JB State, an author of a book titled Peace of Life. From this title of self-talk, I can just refer it to chapter 3 of my book, which is about relationships. So what I can say about this one is that it is always important to build a relationship with yourself before you can build a relationship with other people, because it will help you to know what you like and what you understand about yourself before you go outside and try to love other people and try to adapt to what they like and what they don't like. Because sometimes what other people believe might affect you and change you to be something else that you are not. So hear yourself talk. Have that monologue with yourself. Build yourself and believe in yourself. I'm also part of Ocean Radio, a radio station from Canada. It has an amazing list of people who are there to build and create a better world for us to enjoy and be entertained together. So let's just take time and listen to Ochun Radio. You can find it on www.ochunradio.ca. I'm JB State. You can find me on Facebook and Instagram as JB State and on Twitter as JB State 2. Thank you. Never be too shy to explore yourself.